This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no e's.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm Randy Zonker.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. And you may have noticed something just a little bit different. John Schaup, who suddenly realized that he had a commitment today to be with the people down at the Indiana Community Theater League, getting ready for the big festival coming up in March, planning for our home theater, Elkhart Civic Theater's entry. So he's not with us. We tried to see if we could connect with him via Skype, and that's not working out real well, basically because of timing, and he'd rather eat than be with us. That's right. Rather have lunch. So anyhow, we are joined today by a special guest, Julie Crawford, who is executive director of the American Association of Community Theaters down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
That's great. We wanted to talk to you today because you have got the big event, of course, is in July, but it's never too soon to start planning, right?
All right. Yeah, we've been planning this event for several years, as a matter of fact.
What's the and this is the New York convention in New York City, and give us kind of an overview of give us a big overview, I guess, is what I want to say.
We do a convention in New York City every 4 years.
Okay.
We'll have the convention includes three nights at a hotel that's right in the heart of the theater district, the Millennium Broadway. The package includes two Broadway or off-Broadway shows, and we got a sizable number of tickets for War Horse and also for Book of Mormon. Actually, our Book of Mormon tickets are pretty much booked, but we still have War Horse tickets, and then we'll have a number of choices for people to choose from in addition to those.
What and you have a special guest is what, Ken Ludwig?
It is. We will have our opening event is a reception with Ken Ludwig, and he will speak. He's did an interview with Ron Ziegler, who is our field services director, several months ago, and Ron said he was just delightful, had wonderful stories. So we're expecting it to be quite an afternoon with him. He'll speak, and then I'm sure he'll be, you know, talking to people who are there, signing autographs or whatever. So it's going to be a great afternoon with Ken Ludwig. Okay. And also kicking off a program that we're doing with Samuel French for a discount on Ken Ludwig plays that Samuel French handles.
I mean, a discount on just on the books or on royalties or what?
Actually, it's on both.
Oh, really?
It's on both.
Oh,
wow. And it's going to run for 2 years, so theaters can book right now for their shows. They're for shows that are going to be performed between September of 12 and August of 14.
See, and we're doing Lend Me a Tenor too early to get in on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Ken Ludwig's one of my favorite. I directed a Postmortem, and then we're doing Can Lend Me a Tenor. We've done Moon Over Buffalo too, I think.
Yes.
Anything else?
This is the second or third time we've done Lend Me a Tenor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
People really enjoy his farces.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you end up, anything else about the convention we should know before we kind of move on there? This is every 4 years, and so it's just kind of a big, is it a big blowout, or is there a business end of it as well, or what?
Well, we do workshops,
mm-hmm.
and we utilize talent resources in New York City. This year, we'll have a new tour to a studio where they make hats for Broadway shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably also do a tour to the costume collection. It's those who are into costumes really enjoy that tour. It's just millions of costumes in one place, and mm-hmm. they are available for nonprofits all over the country to rent.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a workshop. There's a law firm in New York that will do a workshop on nonprofit law. We'll do a panel of actors, and we're putting together, hopefully they'll all be like Tony-nominated actors. We'll do a panel of royalty houses, so you can actually talk to people at the royalty houses and ask them all kinds of questions.
Right.
Plus hear what's coming up, you know, new that they may have. Okay. And other workshops as well.
And you're going to be visiting the TDF costume collection. What is that?
That's the costume. It's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah. Okay. I see. That's the one. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Good. How long have you been the executive director?
Since 1994.
Okay. And your background is community theater, or were you a teacher, or what's your background?
I have a degree in theater, and then I worked for 12 years for the Girl Scouts, where I learned nonprofit management, and then went to work for Denton Community Theater as their executive director prior to moving to ACT.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I mean, it's got to be a tough job, particularly every 4 years, trying to coordinate all the community theaters from around the country. About how many on an average participate in this? Because I just noticed that it's like $1,000, which I would love to go, but right now,
I couldn't
do that. You know, and I just wondered how many participants you get for this New York convention.
We get about 150. And now this year we're down a little bit, so I don't expect that we'll have that many.
Is that 150 theaters?
No, that's people.
People, okay.
For this event, we're not doing community theater shows, so there's not large companies coming.
Right.
And you know, I actually haven't looked in the past to see how many different theaters were represented.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, for the Excerpt Festival, now you do that. Is that also in July? I don't remember the dates on that.
I don't know.
Isn't it earlier usually?
The National Festival is usually in June.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
and that's every 2 years on the odd number of years.
Right.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a great convention. It'd be great if it was able to get more people, but you have, obviously, you know, the price that Marsh was mentioning, of course, is that's New York prices as much as anything, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's kind of an expensive place to go. So.
Well, let me just insert here that I have seen both War Horse and Book of Mormon, and you will love them both. Book of Mormon is kind of X-rated, which I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's
right.
A lot of fun. It's a lot
of
fun.
We only got 75 tickets because we thought a lot of people would probably opt out.
Right.
Well,
right. And War Horse is amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. People really want to see it. So.
Yeah. Does that have any relationship to the movie or not?
It is.
Okay.
The movie's based on, but you know, having seen them both, I would tell you that the play to me was much more astounding than the movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because after 5 minutes on the stage, you totally forget that these horses are being manipulated by three puppeteers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful theater.
Yeah.
It really is. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
And the staging of that show is amazing.
It's at Lincoln Center.
Okay. And the Book of Mormon is...
The Book of Mormon is South Park gone crazy.
Yeah, but even are they portraying like cartoonish characters or is it
Well, it just depends. I really would not know how to describe it, quite frankly. Just know that there's a lot of language.
Right.
And there are some references that possibly...
Well, I sort of put it in the category with Spam-a-Lot in my mentally for
no,
some
no,
reason,
no, no,
but
no.
It's not.
No, it's more than Spam-a-Lot.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's see. I'm not familiar. I am familiar with South.
But
Park,
I
obviously.
Tell you, if you have not ever been to New York, $9.97 for what do you have? 3 nights and 4 days.
That's pretty
is
cheap.
Is not a bad price.
No,
it
no,
really
it's
isn't.
Not a bad price. But you're full now. How close to full are you on the convention itself?
We have lots of room in the convention.
Yeah.
We just don't have any more Mormon tickets.
They go fast.
Yeah.
No, we have lots of room at the convention, so we're still registration is still open.
Yeah, Millennium Broadway. Where is that? That's it. That's I'm trying to. I'm
it's
trying to
between 44th and 45th, half a block off of Broadway.
Okay, gotcha.
Right on Times Square. So
okay,
you know,
gotcha.
At the door, and you're half a block from Times Square.
Sure. Okay. Great. Well, I mean, it's definitely an exciting place to be. I mean, even if just for walking around, you know.
Oh,
I mean, it's a lot of fun to just walk around that area. And of course, if you can't get Mormon tickets, TKTS is about a hop, skip, and a jump there too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a block and a half. So,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't say hop, skip, and
no,
a jump in
they
New York.
Don't. But actually, the best way to get stuff is just to go right to the box office.
Is it really? Yeah.
Especially right before curtain
same day
time.
Tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything that gets turned in gets sold quickly. They
right.
don't hold seats.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it's especially if you've never been to New York, it's a good time to go. It's not as swelteringly hot as it usually gets in August. And I enjoy New York. You know that.
Julie, what is the deadline for reservations?
Well, we will. We'll probably take them all the way through May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So okay.
And we have plenty of room at the hotel. So
there's and I'll say it, but I'll also put it on the show notes here. www.aact2.org/event/NYC. That's where you go to reserve, right?
Right. Okay.
So
right.
Well,
if you don't remember all of that, just go to act2.org and look at the calendar.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll have a link that goes there from theatergeeks.com too. So
right.
Anyhow, so you have you been an actress and or director in community theater yourself?
I'm a director.
Okay.
I've directed a number of shows and I did some acting in high school and discovered when I got to college that a whole lot of people are a whole lot better than I am at acting.
Uh-huh.
So I do directing and design.
That's great. That's great.
What's the name of your community theater?
Well,
are you affiliated with several?
I'm actually affiliated with several. I'm going to be directing a show this spring with Denton Community Theater, which is where I worked, 17 years ago, sometime like
yeah,
maybe it was 18. I lived there in 94, so yeah. It's been a while.
Right. Yeah. Denton, Texas. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the state of community theater? Is it growing right now or is it kind of holding? How does the economy affect it? I mean, what do you see nationally in terms of how community theaters are doing both financially and artistically?
I think that they're holding their own. There are actually some community theaters getting started. We unfortunately have seen some go under, but that's kind of the way it is all the time. Community theaters sometimes come and go. Mm-hmm. There are adjustments that a lot of theaters have made, especially in 08, 09, 10. They were coming out of that, but there was a lot of pulling back. Some who have staff cut some staff. A lot of them moved to more safe shows.
Shows that their
audience has seen before but enjoyed. So maybe shows that didn't have as many costume changes or as many set changes, just trying to cut expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been some adjustments. But those who have youth programs, I think, have probably seen an increase in that because families' activities that don't cost an arm and a leg are what people are looking for these days.
Mm-hmm.
I think around here in our youth theater program, which always sells out. It's amazing. And some of these kids are wonderful and they are, you know, the actors and directors of tomorrow. But it's cheaper to bring a family of four to see, like we just did Seussical Jr., to see that than it is to take them to a movie.
Right.
You know. And I don't think people realize that.
That's because we don't sell popcorn at $20 a bag or whatever.
That's true. That's true, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but even the admission price for kids is that ours is pretty good. And that'll vary. What do you think is what's the big mission for AACT?
To improve community theater all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's our mission is in production, in governance, in administration, all aspects of community theater. And to accomplish that, we are looking at, and because always, but want to have an increase in membership. That's one of our goals, is an increase in membership, which we have seen for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we most years see an increase in membership, but several years ago, we decided that we were just kind of flat.
Mm-hmm.
It was really not going anywhere. And so that's when we added field services director. And we also did a rebranding. So we changed our logo and our look of our publications and our website several years ago. And we're looking at doing other things to increase membership and keep going so that we can reach more community theaters.
Right, right.
Okay, just let me ask you, pretend like I really don't know. What does a community theater get for its membership?
There's a lot of resources that we provide that community theaters can use. Actually, what they get depends upon what they come and you know, utilize. You can always be a member of something and get nothing because you don't utilize it.
Okay.
But our website has extensive resources. There's the festival program, and a lot of theaters participate in that, but it's amazing a lot of theaters don't as well. There's our newsletter, which is 36 to 40 pages every other month.
Wow.
So it's got a lot of information in it. We have a lot of emphasis on networking. So we have a listserv where you can sign up and send your questions to other people who are on the listserv who are at community theaters elsewhere and find out what they did, and they can ask their questions too. So it's a sharing. We have a resource roster where you can ask an individual who has a specific experience or expertise that they're willing to share.
Okay.
We have a lot of programs that have, like our Ludwig program with discounts. We have an MTI discount program. We have an insurance discount program.
Wow. That is very helpful today, I'm sure.
What you also organize then the every other year FACT year festival, is that correct? Or is that kind of is there sort of another organization or a kind of a separate group that does that, or that's your?
No, we do that. It's the ACT Fest. We do have a host that we work with.
Yeah.
And in 2013, it'll be Carmel Repertory Theater in Carmel, Indiana.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, and so with the host is
yeah, that's not far from us. That's 2 hours for us from here.
And are you going to be in that new big performing arts center there? I understand it's absolutely fabulous.
That's what I hear. That
might be a draw just to go and see that. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we are likely to be down there for that.
Absolutely.
So that's too close. That's too close for us to not be down there. So anyway, well, yeah, I imagine that you kind of run around with feel like your hair is on fire even this far out from the convention right now, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So we thank you for being with us today. And you have any more questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just hope you have a wonderful time at your convention. I really
do. Thank
you
very much.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks very much for being with us, and we're going to close out. Remember that you can listen to Theater Geeks at theatergeeks.com, on iTunes, at the Blueberry Network. You can also get to our store where we have teddy bears and T-shirts and other stuff as well.
I just bought two coffee mugs.
She How just bought that? Two coffee mugs.
Yay.
Yes. Actually,
I'm supporting our store.
If you go to our website, there's a tab there that says Geek Swag at the top, so that you can just click on that and go to the store and buy yourself hats or t-shirts or whatever you want to. And there's even underwear there, as John would like to point out.
It's, but it's that would pink.
Is it?
It's dyeable.
It can be, yes, it can be tainted. Okay. Anyway, that's all from us. Thanks to Mr. Randy Zucker for sitting in. And I am Dave Dufour. Oh, and thank you to Julie Crawford from the AACT for being with us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm Randy Zonker.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.